This is the Inclusion Think Tank podcast brought to you by New Jersey Coalition for Inclusive Education, where we talk about inclusive education, why it works, and how to make it happen. On today's episode, I welcome my guest, Vikas, a parent advocate. Join us for part one of our conversation, where Vikas shares his family's story of working with their school district so that his daughter can be included in the general education classroom. I would like to welcome everyone back to another episode of the Inclusion Think Tank podcast, brought to you by New Jersey Coalition for Inclusive Education. I'm your host, Arthur Aston, and I am joined today by my guest, Vikas, who is a parent of a child with a disability, and Vikas is going to share his family's experience with working toward inclusive education in their school district. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Arthur. Yes. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So to start our conversation, can you share a little bit with us about your family's experience working with the school district, toward having your child included in the school and the classrooms?
No, that's a great question, Arthur. And first of all, let me give just a brief background about my family. So my wife and I have two beautiful daughters, and my younger daughter has a disability. So she has an IEP. She is a 15-year-old girl with Down syndrome. And so this is what I'm going to be centered mostly talking about, our inclusion journey, having her from currently she's in high school. Our inclusion journey started right from the elementary school when, as she was growing into getting into the school age in elementary grades, we wanted to make sure she's learning and having an opportunity to be educated with her typical peers. So the current school district my daughter is at, where she's been included all from elementary, and she studied all the typical subjects from reading, social studies, math in an inclusive setting. And then the journey continued in middle school, which many often parents or teachers find it's hard to include, but she's been included fully in middle school as well. And then her journey continued right now. She's at ninth grade, so freshman at high school. Really excited that, she's still continuing the path where our district is supporting to be on an inclusive journey. And so I'm looking forward to see how this journey continues till she finishes high school. And I've been really fortunate, where some of the district service providers, the teachers, the administrators, never came back to us to say, well, this is not working. So our experience has been, this is very much possible. And we see her making phenomenal progress studying in an inclusive setting.
I really enjoyed what you said, that calling it a journey. It's not, I've been doing this podcast for a while, and hearing different stories from teachers and other educators and family members and parents, and even self-advocates who have been on the podcast. And, that's a common theme that everyone shares, that it's not something that happens right away. It is a journey. It's a trip, that takes time to achieve. But it's also great that you said that, your experience has been positive, and in that, the people you're working with in the district, they say that it's possible, it's not impossible. So that's the really encouraging thing for sure, I'm sure, for you and your family.
I use the phrase, Rome was not built in a day. So yes, the journey, what I think, and I've heard your prior podcast as well, And the journey references as the child is growing up in elementary school to middle school to high school and then beyond in let's say in college settings. So the curriculum, the complexity of the subjects increases, and this is where how do you bring inclusion at every grade level? And I'm talking as a parent's language. I'm not really into using a lot of, I think, an educator's technical complex language. From a parent experience, I can say every year is a new experience as you get into higher grades. And there are creative ways where inclusion can be made possible.
Yes, it is definitely possible, and that is that's the message that we're trying to spread through this podcast, that it is possible and that it looks different for for every child, and as you said, through every grade level. That is definitely so important. So my next question is, why do you feel that inclusive education is important and beneficial, not just for students with disabilities, but for all students?
I'm so glad you asked this question because often the subject of inclusion becomes for parents and kids with this parents of kids with disability. It's actually a well-rounded question where inclusion is not just for the kids with IEPs. Inclusion is for everyone in that classroom, and it is so important to recognize that inclusion means for the whole classroom, for the whole school district and the school. Why I feel it is important, if you look at my experience sharing what my daughter has been through the grades, it's actually teaching the kids that her typical peers, right, a very positive learning environment. It is teaching them the values of diversity. It encourages collaboration and teamwork, right? I mean, it also helps develop empathy and understanding among different students, that every student is different, which ultimately leads to more inclusive and adaptive communities. I mean, beyond, I would say, some of these common phrases you've heard, maybe I can quote one or two examples to see how it has helped, right? I've seen kids, in her classroom approach, let's say when they were working on practicing a drama, they had to present a play in the school. There were a lot of students who actually came forward to say, okay, to my daughter, look, we can do it this way, or how about you stand next to me and I'll give you cues at the stage when you do it certain ways. They were doing a science experiment where they were trying to measure different temperatures during, like the heat temperature during an experiment. Now, sometimes it's hard to pour from one test tube or some beaker to the others. So the kids were very creative. They realized, hey, we need somebody to help with recording the temperatures. And they came up to her, say, okay, hey, we need your help, right? And can we record these? Can you help us record these temperatures while we pour this thing one in from one test tube to the other? Or can we measure as we measure the temperatures? It was, I mean, I don't think so. Any teacher or paraprofessional at this classroom or the play setting came to teach them, hey, how to include a child with every ability. So I felt like the kids became creative. The typical kids became very, find their own intuitive ways to say, how do I include this? Now, these are small steps which actually teach these kids as they grow up in the society. Right? How do you treat everyone at the same level? Right? It's everyone is different. Everyone has a specialty, and how do you get the best out of their specialty? So it has been quite, a learning experience even for parents like us to say, well, we didn't go and tell her peers to say, hey, include my daughter, right? But they came up by their own creative ways. And I think if they would not have had that opportunity, if let's say my daughter or other kids with disability were in their classroom. So I quoted some specific examples beyond just maybe I would say the academic portion of why do you think inclusion is helpful for the society. Hope that is helpful. Arthur.
Yes, it is. And it goes back to another conversation I've had many times on this podcast, how other students, children in general, they understand, they get it right away. And
Yes.
they figure out things on their own without being guided necessarily by the teacher. It's just like, okay, we need, like you said, we need somebody to help us measure temperature. So like, let's ask and see if she can do that with us and help out.
Exactly. And in every activity, not like if it's in a lab work, if it is a collaboration exercise of a project, you're building certain slides, you're doing certain classroom collaborative activities. Not everyone does the same thing. It's everybody has a role to play. And these typical peers of my daughter, they come up with creative ways every time to say, how do we work with my daughter? And she feels home when she comes home. She's very, happy. And she said, I worked with my peers. I worked with other kids to do such and such. This was my PowerPoint presentation I created. This was a lab work we created. This was a sports activity I was working doing, or it was a play that I was participating in. It's not just academics of like your science, math, social studies that, it's in an academic setting, you're just going through the subject and the curriculum. There are various opportunities during in their entire school days where the typical kids find creative ways to include everyone.
Yeah, that's so good to hear. It's so
Yeah,
good
and
to
I find this as a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, I didn't even have to really study a book on inclusion, what it brings benefit to the society. I see these kids, they are really coming forward, and it's really a positive environment which school districts can set example to every typical child.
Yes, it's I was as you were talking, I was remembering back in back when I was in school and high school, especially, and having a disability myself, and not being able to do certain things physically. And one of the things I was thinking of was I really enjoyed theater, but I wouldn't be able to participate necessarily in acting, doing certain things. So the theater teacher at my school was like, okay, well, whenever we have a play, you're going to be our house manager. And you're gonna be involved in the background and seating and all of those types of things, and learn that side of the theater world, but then still be able to, be there through the rehearsals and everything like that. So it was really, just a way to be included and not excluded from, something that I enjoyed doing, although I wasn't physically able to, participate in certain things. So it's just great to
Exactly.
hear.
No, exactly. And that is like, if I were to extend further, I actually was invited to my daughter's school to speak to some of the students who take special ed as an elective, like in the high school. And I asked the students to say, raise your hand if you feel you want to include certain student in your classroom, but you have a hesitation how to approach them. There were quite a few hands came up in the classroom and said they were pretty, I think, brave in confessing or being able to admit, look, I want to work with every kid in the class or this particular child in the class which has a disability. I'm a little hesitant in approaching. But over a period of time, I learned my ways, and figured out how are the ways I can approach, maybe sit at the lunch table or when I'm having a recess, include the child in a sport activity. I am certain these kids, typical peers, when they grow up, they are going to be a great citizens of the society where they have learned something during this inclusion experience they have had in their elementary, middle, and high school that they can carry into the general society as they grow up.
Yes, and it starts, as you said, it starts with something as simple as, simply as saying hello to someone, inviting them to lunch and sit at the lunch table with them. Something so simple, and it, again, I really enjoy having these conversations because it really takes me back to my time as a student, and know, just thinking of what you said, having someone invite you to sit at, you know, at lunch or something like that. And that's how I met one of my best friends who, you know, her kids call me uncle now, and I went on a family vacation with them 2 summers ago to Maine, and you know, it all started with her saying hi to me, you know, every day when I saw her at the same time, and you know, we just became really the best of friends, and it's great to hear that this is an experience that is happening for your daughter.
So I'm glad you said that because these are some like you just need conversation starters, right? That's
Yes.
all I call it.
You know, it's a shame this has to be part of the conversation, but we're switching gears just a little bit. And that is, can you share some of the challenges that you have faced when working with the school district, working toward inclusion for your child? And, you know, I know you said that it was, you know, fairly positive experience. And, you know, we all know with the positive come a little bit of negative and challenges. So, if you could just share some of the challenges that you have faced.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Inclusion Think Tank podcast. This concludes part one of my conversation with Vikas. Join us again in 2 weeks when Vikas shares what advice he would give to parents and school districts working toward inclusion. In the meantime, be sure to catch up on all previous episodes of the podcast on our website or our YouTube channel, and to follow us on all social media platforms at NJCIE. Until next time.